Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo going on this weekend, March 27th through the 29th at Kalahari Resort and Conference Center in the Dells. Open Season Sportsman's Expo.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca, the highest rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll talk to another seminar speaker at this weekend's Open Season Sportsman's Expo. We'll learn about field trips to explore Wisconsin's natural areas and hear about a breakthrough sunglasses technology that'll help you see better under all light conditions and underwater. All that and more, including this week's giveaway coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. So call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit Hupie.com and all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, guess who's back from Oklahoma and Spring Valley, Illinois? Jeff Kelm joins us again from home. Well, Jeff, you've been a busy guy.
Yeah, I kind of been all over the place. You were saying that, and I was thinking, boy, Eileen said the same thing. She's like, man, you just got back. And I was like, yeah, I guess I have been a few different places the last few weeks. So, you know, Oklahoma there for getting everything ready for the season. And then Spring Valley, Illinois is the start of our tournament season, and had the Masters Walleye Circuit event there, 95 boats on the Illinois River. It was the best weather I have ever had for a Spring Valley event. We had 76 degrees on Friday, 78 degrees on Saturday. You know, wind was comfortable. In fact, the wind is what made it comfortable. It almost felt too hot if we didn't have any wind, but gotta be careful what I say there. But the fishing, you know, the fishing wasn't great. And I kind of joke with the anglers. I said, well, you can have one or the other. You can have really terrible weather and great fishing, or you can have really great weather and terrible fishing. Yeah. So it was tough, and we've seen Spring Valley tough before because it's an Illinois River system. When they get an influx of rain anywhere from Chicago on down, they hold water in different pools at the different lock and dam systems. And as they let water down, it stirs a lot of stuff up. You get a lot of stuff that comes down river. It changes everything about fishing on that system. And we've seen it before year time and time out, but this year was especially challenging for most of the teams. And we had far fewer five fish baskets than we typically see. And then the overall weight was certainly down as well. But the winning team, the Bodinger, Steve and Dan Bodinger, they're out of Chilton, Wisconsin. They managed to find themselves the big fish both days.
Yeah.
Actually, that generally doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But, they did. It was walleyes, which is pretty common. So on the Illinois River system, it's pretty much a sauger factory. But there is a small, I would say, sustainable population of walleyes in the system, and you can stumble upon, you know, three, four, five of them even in a day. And they've stumbled into, I think, one on day one, and it ended up being the big fish. I think it was 7 pounds and an ounce. It's really healthy walleye.
Yeah.
And then the second day they stumbled into two of them, and one of them was like 6 pounds and an ounce. And that was just big enough to beat out, the second place big fish. And so, pretty neat to see. You don't see, teams put together a couple of days like that, especially when you are relying on those walleyes to come, because it's just really, really hard to target walleyes on that system when you've got so many sauger.
Yeah.
It's very common, and I've put it in press releases before and talked about it before to other people, that if you are a team that can put more than one walleye in the box, you will certainly walk away with a check. If you can do that 2 days in a row, you definitely had the chance to stand there with a trophy. And that's really what they did. They're jig fishermen. They've done really well over the course of their time, like fishing the Detroit River, things like that. Of course, they've had, you know, some local success on the Winnebago side and things like that as well. But they've really excelled at jig fishing in tough conditions, and they pulled it off again on the Illinois River.
Well, good for them. And their picture, if folks want to see them, you can find it on your Masters Walleye Circuit webpage. I think that's where I got it. And it's also in the Fishing Wires release for Friday morning at thefishingwire.com. You'll see two grinning boatingers holding big trophies, and good for them. And you're off to another one now in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, so we've got the Monroe, Michigan National Walleye Tour event on Lake Erie, and crossing our fingers for good weather for that one, but we should hit the bite just right. We should see some ginormous bags out there. I would not be surprised to see 50 pounds hit the scale in one basket each day. So I've seen it before. It certainly can happen if you get it just right out there. Just have to have the right weather. And you can get that type of bite. And we've got a good growing number of anglers signing up for that. That sign up just is closing up, and we'll figure out who's coming and who's not for that event. And they're giving away a boat at that event as well. And we should have, you know, all kinds of television coverage, and should be a good time. Again, as long as weather holds out, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, this weekend I'll be at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo at Kalahari. And my Lake of the Woods trip, we talked about that last week, it's full. But we are taking names for a waiting list just in case somebody can't make it. You never know. We have had people cancel in the past. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com. That's blackisland.com. This week's giveaway, a Dex finger light and case. And to be clear, because people have asked me about this, we're giving away one this month. It's a $60 value, but you can order one online. And if you do, use the promo code DanSmall15 and you'll save 15% on any order. And if you order two or more, you'll get free shipping as well. This is the last week for this giveaway. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, coming up, Pat Kelmerton talks about the technology behind Relevant sunglasses. Brandon LeCapitaine invites us to check out the all-new hall at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. His company, First Choice Food Plots and Forestry Services, is sponsoring that. And Christine Tanzer invites us to sign up for one or more of 280 field trips that the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin is sponsoring this year. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Wisconsin, this is your season. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Wisconsin Dells this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Explore a sold-out show floor with over 300 exhibitors and show-only deals and hands-on gear for hunting, archery, optics, and land management. Bring your buck for the Bush Light Trophy Deer Contest. Plus, learn from expert speakers. Get discounted tickets now at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Fueled by Tacticam official cell camera, Jay's Power Center official power sports dealer, Menzel's official blind of the Open Season Sportsman's Expo.
Want a hands-free light you don't strap to your head or hold in your mouth? Meet Dex Finger Light at fingerlight.com. The Griptonite ring fits any finger and points light exactly where you need it. Place decoys, handle gear, and get close to roosted gobblers. Fast, easy, stealthy with three light modes, waterproof, and extremely durable. Developed by a Missouri family, Finger Light is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DANSMALL15 for 15% off at fingerlight.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on LakeLink. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is finally here. It's going on this weekend at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And if you aren't already there or don't have your tickets, you can learn more at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. And joining us now is Brandon LeCapitaine. He is the owner of First Choice Food Plots and Forestry Services, located in Black Creek, Wisconsin. They got hit with a lot of snow last week, like a lot of us did. And they are a new sponsor of the brand new fourth hall in the Dells Expo called the First Choice Food Plots and Forestry Services Hall. Well, Brandon, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. Thanks for having us on.
You're quite welcome. Now, you were down in southern Illinois when the snow hit, so you missed it all last week.
Yes, I got plenty of phone calls from back home, though, about it, but we came down here to knock out some forestry mulching, access trails, do a couple reforestation fencing projects, and managed to get a couple CRP and switchgrass fields burned off before they also... We got a lot of rain down here versus the snow.
So. Uh-huh. Okay. You mentioned a number of things that you're doing there. Talk about forestry mowing for folks who don't know what that is.
Essentially, it's like a pecan forestry head on like a high horsepower, high flow track skid steer. We do magnitudes of things with that piece of equipment, whether that's doing invasive species removal for private sector and or state sector with the DNR. And that happens before harvest of the timber, so we can get that under control with follow up with herbicide treatments. Access trails is probably one of our biggest things that we do for private landowners and stuff, so they can get in and out of their woods, get to set locations, get in and out of their food plots without jumping deer and just have a clean entrance and exit, whether that's traveling by foot or on their e-bike.
Yeah, and you know, we talked with Zach Haas, who's also at the expo, about access trails, and those are pretty important. Now, a lot of us who've been hunting for years have had the experience of bumping deer when we try to get to our stand. So how do you determine where to put those access trails?
Well, every situation's different, just like every farm layout, but generally if it's an existing farm, we just try to look at the prevailing winds and where their food plot locations and things like that are. I mean, there's plenty of farms, unfortunately, that we go to where sometimes it's a better idea to abandon a food source just because there's no good way to access it, right? And to create ones that are more beneficial for the access itself. We look at every situation and every farm specifically. There's not really just a one answer meets all kind of situation with it. But this current farm down here, we had the excavation company come in because of the washouts and the drainage down in these hills and backfill those and then put culverts in so we could continue to cross with our forestry mulcher to connect everything in. We've got over 9.5 miles of travel corridors and access trails on this particular farm. So if the options are there, we'll take advantage of them.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty large property. How big a property can you work on?
Well, we manage farms all the way as far north as Watersmeet, Michigan, all the way down to southern Illinois. And we've got a few in central Indiana as well. The more stops we have on a route, the better it is for not only me as a business, but also our clients too, with travel expenses and things like that. There's farms that we stop and just plant an acre worth of corn, and then there's farms, you know, we spend 3 days at because there's 35 acres worth of food plots. It could be anywhere from a 20 acre parcel to our largest one is 1,200 acres and everything in between.
Yeah. Now, how did you get into this business?
I started about 10 years ago, 6 years now full-time. Prior to that, I was working at a mill, raising three young kids. My wife's a school teacher, so this kind of allowed me, once this business got in the way of the mill job, so to speak, I told myself that I'd leave and see it through. We've had challenges, just like everybody else, where everything's been good. I got into this just because of my hunting passion and doing my own food plots. And, you know, my whole mother's side of the family are all dairy farmers and cash croppers. So it wasn't something that I wasn't already used to doing and wanting to be at the farm when I was growing up as a kid. So it's always been a passion. I kept doing it for myself and a bunch of friends and just started it on the side and grew it to what it is now.
All right. And you've got several employees working for you, I presume. You're not doing all this mowing yourself.
I've got two guys, yep. And then we've got a few seasonal guys that work like landscaping or summer gigs, and then they help in the winter because we do a lot of reforestation, fencing. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we do in the winter. We dig a lot of ponds, do a lot of wetland scrapes. There's the planting aspect of it. There's forestry mulching, and then there's state and federal contracts. And it's year-round. I would say the only time people don't want to be my friend, so to speak, is during the hunting season. And I'm okay with that, too, because I do like to hunt myself, and so does my family. You know, October, November, that's pretty slow for us. And then we ramp right back up generally after the gun season, especially with shooting lanes, with the calls that people wish they would have done them or had them in because they missed that buck or couldn't see them. And we really get a banter of shooting lanes and access trails throughout the winter.
Got it. Okay. Well, let's focus on the expo going on this weekend. You are sponsoring the brand new hall. It's actually sandwiched between two of the larger halls. And it's right there between the trophy deer scoring and the seminar area. So it should be easy to find. What have you got going on there?
We'll have a full elite blind display at the entrance and exit. That'll be our hoss. It'll be an 8x8 on a 10-foot tower. So anybody can take a gander at that. And then we'll have three other blinds located right over by the show office. Will be one over by the Novix Outdoors. And then we will have another one in between the two halls. And then we'll have our Ghost Cat e-bike there as well. We'll have that on display. People can check that out. And then we'll have two blinds inside our 10x30 square that we custom built so we could fit them into the doors. We will have plenty of products there. We're not going to do much with the seed and mineral and things like that. We'll have a display of quite a few of our success stories with our clients. We'll have a deer board in there with 5-6 bucks on there. And then just a, you know, big flat screen that shows the scope and the magnitude of a lot of our projects from start to finish.
All right. So people should have a pretty good idea of what you do when they visit your booth.
Yep. And that'll be R5.
Okay. The booth number is R5. Again, First Choice Food Plots is the name of the booth area there. Brandon, before we let you go, your daughters, I understand, are shooting in the NASP tournament this weekend as well.
Yeah, they'll shoot Friday afternoon with the Shiacton archery teams. Both my daughters, Kyla and Kinsley, will be there. So I'll be stepping out for an hour or two to watch them shoot, and we'll see if they make nationals and they end up going to Louisville.
All right. And are they hunters as well?
Yep, deer and turkey.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for visiting with us, and we'll try to send people to your area, the new hall.
All right, sounds great, Dan. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Brandon LeCapitaine. He is the owner of First Choice Food Plots and Forestry Services located in Black Creek, Wisconsin, and they're sponsoring the brand new fourth hall at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. Be sure to check them out. And you can find Brandon not only at the show, but you can find him online at the number one, firstchoicefoodplots.com. So that's the numeral one, stchoicefoodplots.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is a good friend of mine. In fact, I've known him since he was just a little tyke, and he's a big tyke now, Patrick Kalmerton. He's the National Outdoor Sales and Marketing Manager for Relevant Sunglasses and Mad Scientist Tackle. And Relevant has a website. It's RLVNT.life. That's Relevant without the vowels. So RLVNT.life. And you can find Mad Scientist on the web at madscientist.technology. Well, Pat, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan, thanks again. I certainly appreciate being here with you.
Well, I always have fun talking with you, and I have more fun when we get out in the field, which hasn't happened in a while, but we're going to try to make that happen this spring if we can. And let's talk about your products. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of sunglass brands on the market. What makes Relevant different from the rest?
Quite honestly, we get that question a lot. And to be completely fair, 10, 15 years ago, the name brand sunglasses that everybody has been wearing were the best on the market. There's no doubt. There's no controversy on this end. The one thing that we can say is over time, technology is part of the difference, right? As time evolves, vehicles evolve, and electronics evolve, and your phones evolve. Well, the same thing with sunglasses. I would say the biggest things that are different about the Relevant sunglasses than the majority of them on the market is we are not glass. We are not poly. We are a Trivex lens. So the Trivex lenses were actually designed for the windshield and the bubbles of helicopters and fighter jets. It's a lightweight material that is crystal clear, the same optical value as your eyeball, but it also has the ANSI certified rating of the Z87.1. What all those fancy numbers and everything else comes down to meaning is it is the lightest, most shatterproof, protective material on the market to be able to see the clearest out of. In layman's terms, Dan, when you're either muskie fishing or halibut fishing or out on fishing excursions, if you have glasses on that have the glass in them, A, they're a little bit heavier, even though they're crystal clear. But when that weight comes back and it hits those lenses, you run that chance of them shattering a little bit. There's plenty of glasses out there when you're wearing them and something hits them, you get that spiderweb crack or whatnot on those lenses.
Yeah.
So you have that in the glass world. The poly world is also shatter resistant. They also have the Z87 rating and all that other stuff to make them a certified shooting glass, but they're distorted. They don't have the clarity as glass. And that was one of the biggest downfalls that people would talk about going from the poly lenses to the glass lenses. Well, we're kind of a hybrid. You know, this technology we're lucky enough to be a part of is having that Trivex lens that is ANSI rated. They also block UVA and B, which in the world of the animals, you know, your turkeys, your waterfowl, your deer, they are all able to see in the UV, in the UV pattern. So if you move your eyeballs, it's like a strobe light going off to these animals, where these glasses will block that UV and actually make it pitch black when you're out hunting. So our concealment lenses are perfect for that. But there's just so much science and technology into new products nowadays that until you put them on, you're not going to believe what I'm saying anyways, because they are that different.
Yeah, well, and you're right. I've heard a lot of hype, and you and I both have, having been in the outdoor industry for a long, long time. I got a pair from you at an expo in Brilliant last winter, and I tried them out. They're in my car now. I wear regular glasses, and we'll get to prescriptions in a minute, but I wear regular glasses, and I can fit these over my regular glasses. It looks a little bulky, but it works. But I was amazed at the glare reduction when driving, and especially when muskie fishing, I mean, any kind of fishing, but when you're muskie fishing, as you know, it's so critical to see those fish coming in because then you know that you need to speed up your figure eight or whatever. And I was amazed at what I could see with these glasses. And your technology was developed by two guys in the industry. Tell us about them and how that happened.
Yes, they came from the optical world, so the ECP, the eye care professional world. Quantum Technologies, which is over on the West Coast, is in Oregon, is our parent company. Quantum Technology makes the machines that eyeglass companies across the world use to put the anti-reflection, the IRs, you know, on the outside of your reading glasses and everything else to reduce that glare. So mm-hmm. we make those machines, and for years we were coating some of our competitors' sunglasses. They would send different labs across the United States to have their glasses coated for anti-reflection and the UV and all that other good stuff. And Norm, our owner, decided, hey, it's time for us to go into the business. So about 6 years ago, they started coming into the business. And over the last 6 years, the biggest thing in the industry to be able to be relevant, right, is national brand awareness. How do you become national brand awareness against such giants in the room, you know, with the names that everybody recognizes, but they don't know that you are the company that helped them get to the point that they're at?
Uh-huh.
So at that point, now it's like recreating the wheel that we already created, but under a different name, and to make people realize that the Abbey value of our glasses, that is crystal clear and that you can see exactly what you're saying. So when you have the Abbey value of 45, there is not an Abbey value that is going to be clearer than that. And then you have the strength of the windshield of helicopters and everything else where they tested them back in the 1990s when they designed these for the impact resistant materials for helicopter windshields and fighter jet canopies. They took a frozen bird and threw that thing at them at 200 miles an hour to make sure that it didn't shatter, didn't crack, didn't do anything else. You know, they wanted the lightweight, obviously, fighter jets and helicopters. You want them to be the lightest absolute possible. But the thing is, if you go to any ECP, we probably have relevant frames and polarized sunglasses in these eye care professionals probably at almost 3,000 different establishments across the United States now. So we're not small by any means. We're continuing to trudge along and to be as involved with every youth fishing club that we can, and, you know, shooting sports, the trap leagues and anything else. And, you know, I don't want to make this a platform for me to advertise, but by golly, if you're listening and you have a youth team that is involved, please contact us so we can get you on the program to save your youth some money to be able to enjoy the sport at a reduced rate, you know?
Yeah, very good. You guys are into so many things. And back to the glasses, you convinced me with these non-prescription glasses, but I'm going to upgrade this year and get a pair of prescription glasses. And what does it take for somebody to get a pair of prescription glasses? And I'll tell you, I'm nearsighted and I have astigmatism and my current glasses are progressive. Can you do that?
Absolutely. We can do standard or progressive. And it is as easy as going to your local eye doctor. And hopefully they already have relevant glasses. You just lay them right into what they already have, you know, so there's a couple across Wisconsin, Minnesota, everywhere else. So if your eye doctor already has the relevant technology in their lab, they can do it right there for you. If they do not, it's as easy as going into your local eye doctor and get your prescription. And if they do not have the relevant brand right there that you can lay them into those lenses at that facility, then you can certainly just go on to our relevant.life, put in your prescription, put in your pupil distance, because that will matter where they lay that prescription into those glasses. You just fill it out right there, and it gets right to your door.
Fantastic. Well, I am going to do that before open water season, which is coming up pretty soon. And, you know, we didn't really have time to talk about Mad Scientist Tackle, but will you join us again sometime soon before open water and talk about Mad Scientist?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. It is pretty amazing on how you can take that same technology and put it on lures to reflect that UV, E and B, and infrared. So I would love to talk about that with you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and we will talk again soon.
Sounds great, Dan. Appreciate you having us.
You're quite welcome. Pat Kalmerton is National Outdoor Sales and Marketing Manager for Relevant Sunglasses and Mad Scientist Tackle. The website, and you can find a link to Mad Scientist on this website, rlvnt.life. That's relevant without the vowels, rlvnt.life. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Wisconsin, this is your season. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Wisconsin Dells this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Explore a sold-out show floor with over 300 exhibitors and show-only deals and hands-on gear for hunting, archery, optics, and land management. Bring your buck for the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest. Plus, learn from expert speakers. Get discounted tickets now at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Fueled by Tacticam, official cell camera, Jay's Power Center, official power sports dealer, Menzel's official blind of the Open Season Sportsman's Expo.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wisconsin's hunting and fishing license season ends at the end of March, and many of us have already purchased new licenses, and if you haven't, when you do, why don't you consider donating to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund? It's an easy thing to do. You can donate $2 wherever you buy your license, and it helps support natural resources management here in Wisconsin, and it is a program of the Natural Resources Foundation. But we're going to talk about another Natural Resources Foundation program today, and that's field trips. And joining me to do that is Christine Tanzer. She is the Field Trip Program Director for the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Christine, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thanks for having me.
NRF, or the Natural Resources Foundation, is 40 years old this year, I understand.
Yes, indeed we are.
And how did it all get started?
Well, back in 1986, if you remember, there were budget shortfalls happening at the DNR and in the state government. And at the time, the Deputy Secretary, Bruce Braun, he was tasked with coming up with a creative way to fund some really important projects, like especially in the Endangered Species Bureau, without having to rely on the funding of the political winds that change from right to left. He had the great idea to create a nonprofit that would take in private money and use it to support some of these important DNR projects. And that's how we started. And we still are and always have been a nonprofit that is nonpartisan with a statewide scope. And our mission is to protect Wisconsin's lands, waters, and wildlife. And we do this in three main ways. And like most foundations, we provide funding. So that's a key part of what we do. We've given over $5 million to wildlife conservation projects throughout the state. And that includes state natural areas management, restoration, and also small grants to teachers to get their students outdoors, and other small grant projects to other nonprofits or organizations that are doing great conservation work throughout the state. We also lead partnerships, which helps accomplish conservation and restoration at a more landscape scale. So we bring in different partners together so that we can have a cohesive effort to do some big restoration and conservation projects. And the third thing we do is one of my favorites, which is connecting all people to nature. And that is our field trip program. This is our 32nd year of doing field trips throughout Wisconsin. And this year we have 280 field trips in 63 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. We have space for about 6,000 people to join us on field trips. We do usually fill them to about 90% of those, and about half of our field trips fill within the first few minutes of opening of registration.
Wow. Wow on all counts. 280 different trips, 63 counties, 6,000 people can go, and you fill them in minutes or half of them. Why is it so popular, you think?
Well, I'm sure you love Wisconsin just like I do, and there's so many places to explore and so many things to discover. Our field trips get folks outside with expert leaders. A lot of them are DNR employees. Some of them are from other nonprofits. So they're really experts in their field, and our field trips help you get out and learn about wildlife and wildlands in meaningful ways. So each year we have a booklet of 70 pages of our guidebook, and they have such a breadth of topics. You get a really good sense of diversity of the habitats of Wisconsin.
Now, you mentioned DNR people sometimes are leaders. Who else leads these trips, or how do you choose your leaders?
Our leaders, I feel like, are the key to the success of the program. And like I said, many of them are DNR professionals, and they maybe work with rare species or restoring a particular property or natural area or natural land. And it's a great way for them to show the work that they do in the places that they manage. This is their one way that they can interact with the public and show off what they're up to. We also have trips that are led by like naturalists and private landowners who are helping others to understand how to do things on their own property, as well as other experts from nonprofits and nature centers. I'll also add that our trips run a gamut, not only different leaders, but also the range for physical demand. So we have about 28 trips this year that are wheelchair accessible, as well as hikes that range from easy to moderate to rugged off-trail hikes. And each one we rate on a scale of 1 to 5, so you know beforehand what you're getting into. And we also tell you the distance and the terrain that you're going to be hiking in.
And what kind of experiences are we talking about here?
We have such a variety. There's hiking, we have paddling, canoeing and kayaking, pontoon trips, biking, car caravans, bus trips. Pretty much we have it all. You can learn about wildlife, stream ecology, butterflies, freshwater mussels, amphibians, bird watching. We have a lot of bird watching and bird banding trips. And some trips are really intimate experiences, maybe only 10 people, and other are larger group hikes with maybe 20 or 25 people with multiple leaders. We do have pre-registration and limits for each trip, so you know that you're going to be on a quality experience, not just like anybody who shows up can attend. So you have to register ahead of time. We have covered different topics from prairies in the Driftless to the old growth forests in the north, and from Lake Michigan to the Mississippi Bluffs.
Yeah, wow. That's quite a variety. I have been on a couple of your trips. The most recent one, the most memorable, was banding kestrels, and that was in central Wisconsin, and there was a pretty good-sized group. So who attends these trips?
Well, most of our field trips are geared for adults and lifelong learners. That's the majority of our field trips, the people who have a sense of curiosity, they want to learn more. Some of them are places that you could visit on your own, but when you go with a leader, you're learning a little bit more in depth about ecology, about different plants that you're seeing. It's a richer experience, I think, when you have somebody who can tell you about the things that you're seeing and what's around you. And I mean, who doesn't love a field trip? I mean, they're not just for kids, though we do have a lot of field trips that are for families, and people bring their grandchildren to have some meaningful experiences connecting with nature together. It's about 25% of the trips in our lineup are for families. We also say in our guidebook for each trip if they are family friendly and what would be good ages to be attending.
Okay, well, 280 trips. We haven't got time to talk about all of them. Let's look at a couple that you're looking forward to.
We have a couple in northern Wisconsin that I'm actually looking forward to, and new this year. We've never done this before, but we have a weekend-long field trip called Northwoods Birding Weekend, and it's kind of a throwback to summer camp. You stay at the dorms at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River. They'll have canoe outings. They'll be birding in different habitats to see spring warblers, nesting birds, and raptors, and that's the first weekend in May. So that'll be interesting to try something new. Most of our trips are 2 to 5 hours long and on a single day, but this is going to be one that's a whole weekend long. We also have a few trips about the history of logging in northern Wisconsin and how that has changed the landscape. There's one in Star Lake and another is a bus tour through Rusk County. So I'm looking forward to those. And I was looking through this trip guide this year and going through the index, and we have more field trips about fish than we ever have before.
Uh-huh.
And they're all over the state. So we have 3 different hatchery tours,
mm-hmm.
Wild Rose, Genoa, and Nevin. But then there's also ones about trout streams and Carner Blues and McCann River, the fish passage along the Milwaukee River.
Sure.
We have fly fishing for beginners at Black Earth Creek, which is a great place to start your fly fishing career. And then there's also a really neat one up in Vilas County that is snorkeling through Sparkling Lake. And so you're actually snorkeling and looking at fish and looking at the different ecology. And then the last one that we have is in Wapaka County, and that is trout spawning tracking.
Ooh.
So it's actually a citizen science program to you can learn how to do to like track where trout are spawning throughout Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Those are some new ones that I'm looking forward to.
Wow, that's a lot of variety. How can we learn more and how can we register, especially if some of these trips fill up quickly?
Well, right now is a really great time to look into it. You can find out more and you can become a member. So like I said, we're a nonprofit organization. Your donation of $35 or more makes you a member, and then you can register for our field trips. And you can do so on our website, wisconservation.org. You do need to be a member of the Natural Resources Foundation to register. We're a nonprofit, and registration opens at noon on April 8th. So it's a good thing to become a member now, so you're all set for that date. We'll also send you that 70-page guidebook in the mail. I do also want to mention that there are per-person fees for our field trips. We try to keep prices low, so it's affordable for everyone. It's usually $18 for adults and $8 for children. Some of them are fundraisers, and they might be more than that. We try to keep it so that most people can join us.
And that's a very reasonable price for an outing where you're going to learn something as well as get some fresh air and have some fun. Thanks so much for sharing all this information with us today, and we'll send folks to your website.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Christine Tanzer. She is the program director for field trips for the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Their website, again, is wisconservation.org, where you can learn more about everything she talked about and become a member and register for these trips. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Want a hands-free light you don't strap to your head or hold in your mouth? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. The Griptonite ring fits any finger and points light exactly where you need it. Place decoys, handle gear, and get close to roosted gobblers. Fast, easy, stealthy with 3 light modes, waterproof, and extremely durable. Developed by a Missouri family, Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DANSMALL15 for 15% off at Fingerlight.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner and crestliner.com, and by Mercury at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner and boats and Mercury upwards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Crestliner and Thunderjet rebates of up to $7,500. And Mercury's warranty of 7 years of factory-backed coverage on qualifying outboard. And on March 31st, so you just got a couple of days left here. You're looking to buy a new boat or outboard motor. Also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, profhearingcare.com, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo this weekend at the Kalahari Resort and Conference Center in the Dells, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org, and my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
This show is found online all the time as well. Go to lake-link.com. There's an outdoor radio tab there. You can find the show and download it. You can also find it at outdoornews.com/podcast. And then Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
If you're thinking about elk hunting, the application period for this year's elk season runs through May 31st. You got some time yet to apply. You do that on your Go Wild account where you buy your turkey tags and everything else. And the harvest season for inland trout on stream springs and spring ponds opens next Saturday, April 4th. That's a change, and that's new this year. See the 2026-27 trout regs for details, and you can get that at license outlets or search the DNR website for trout regulations. Milwaukee County Parks will hold annual youth fishing clinics in 7 county parks on Saturday, April 18th. These are free and open to kids 15 and under and adults with certain disabilities. They begin on the hour from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're held rain or shine, and kids must be accompanied by an adult. Just don't drop your kids off at the park for the day. You can bring your own fishing gear if you have it. If not, some gear will be available. And for more information, the DNR website has it. The keywords are youth fishing clinics. I'll be at the Open Season Expo, as I mentioned, and my Lake of the Woods trip is sold out. And this week's giveaway is a Dex finger light and case. And to get in on that drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Lost in the Woods Improv's next gig is a month away, April 24th. You can learn more about it on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. And our friend Hannah Hudson will be a special guest that night. You don't want to miss that if you're in the Bayfield or Washburn area. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next gig is April 11th. That's a Saturday at the Harbor Table. You know the drill. Come for the show. It starts at 4. Stay for the prime rib. It's definitely worth it. And his theme this time is Spring is on the Wing. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Come on out to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. Get outside this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.